Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
In Boston, organizers of a large vigil and demonstration against the deaths of Black Americans at the hands of police officers succeeded in their goal of nonviolent protest yesterday. No major confrontations came from the vigil that drew thousands of people to Boston's Franklin Park yesterday or from demonstrations later in the night around the city. WBUR's Adrian Ma was out most of the night following the demonstrations and is with us now this morning. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning.
So let's start with the vigil itself, which was organized by Black Lives Matter and the group Violence in Boston. When did this get going and how many people turned out, Adrian?
So it was around 5 p.m. when hundreds of people gathered on the east side of Franklin Park to participate in what they were calling a die-in. They walked into the middle of Blue Hill Ave, and then they laid or sat down in the street for several minutes. That was the amount of time that was supposed to equate to how long Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin knelt on George Floyd's neck when he died. After that, the crowd began to build and people started streaming into the park. And, you know, before you knew it, there were thousands of people in the park. They were dressed in black, holding signs and chanting. And, you know, maybe it was because it was warm and sunny. Maybe it was because it took place in Franklin Park, which is this, you know, vast green space with really tall trees. But I gotta say, the mood was very upbeat. Tasha Lyman from Hyde Park, she put it like this.
Everybody's out here, all kind of people, black people, white people, Asian, Hispanics. We're all here. This is what we've been trying to get for how long now? So this is why I'm here. This is a beautiful feeling.
So what was the message that the crowd heard?
I would say that it was a defiant message, might be one way to put it, but also a message of unity. One of the speakers at this rally was Martin Henson of Black Lives Matter Boston.
I want to live a normal life. I want to be at home watching Netflix. But I'm here in front of y'all. So there's a part of my life, there's a part of all of our lives that have been taken from us. Because we got to speak for the people whose pictures we holding up.
Those pictures were people that had been killed by police. And organizers repeated that it is time for some major changes in society. But they also stressed that, you know, that night they wanted this to be a peaceful demonstration.
Adrian, you were at the big demonstration on Sunday in Boston that also began peacefully, but quickly got out of control as the sun set. How did last night's event compare to that?
Yeah, ending these things has been proving tricky for the people that have organized them. You know, after the vigil ended, protesters were said, you can go home. So they started dispersing in different directions. But clearly, some of the people who showed up to the rally, they just were not ready to go home. In the park, there were some face-offs with police and also in different parts of the city. I noticed some tense standoffs play out. Nothing violent, but like I said, just tense. At least a couple hundred people gathered at the Forest Hills T station last night. And they sort of surrounded a group of Boston in transit police officers and were chanting at them. One of those demonstrators was Pierre Diligent. She's 19 and she says she's not black. And so in a protest situation where police are around, she said she felt like it was kind of her duty to be on them.
If you're not black, like, you need to understand that, like, your presence here is a lot, very important. And the fact that you have the privilege, you should be, like, watching their every move.
At one point, about a dozen of these officers, they started walking away from the station. And it looked like they were essentially saying, like, okay, we're leaving. And as they crossed the street, about 100 protesters, including Diligent, who you just heard, they started following them. So this drew more police officers to that crowd, and this led to another standoff. And, you know, from what I've heard from colleagues reporting around the city, there were similar scenes playing out. When I was leaving, I actually passed by a station in Jamaica Plain, and I saw a similar thing. A lot of yelling, A lot of protesters saying, F the police, that kind of thing. But still, I did not see any physical violence.
And again, Adrian, just for clarity's sake, we're talking about last night or we're talking about Sunday, the scenes you're describing in the last few minutes?
Talking about last night, Tuesday night.
Okay. WBUR's Adrian Ma, thank you very much.
Thank you.